Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
In a chaotic world that is constantly changing, nothing is more comforting than to know there is a God who never changes. Change is always threatening to us. Whether it is a child who graduates from elementary school where he has been king of the hill and has to go to a school where older children intimidate the new arrivals, or the aged pensioner who has to leave the home where she has lived for many years to take up residence in a care facility. There is one, however, who never changes. That thought both blesses and terrifies. The Bible tells us God is unchanging. If you are God's child, that thought should bring comfort to your heart. No one in his right mind would deny the fact that our generation has seen more changes in a given period of time than any other generation in all history. Ask your grandfather about his world growing up, about the medicines which were prescribed in his childhood, about the length of time that it took to go somewhere or do something. We change, too, so very quickly. The glow of a woman's beauty passes, as does the strength of the man who wooed and won her hand. I couldn't help thinking how quickly we change in appearance following an invitation by a former classmate to speak in his church. As I deplaned, I looked for my friend, expecting to see someone much as I had remembered him. As people left the boarding area, a lone figure stood there, balding and paunchy. His eyes squinted as did mine, and I asked myself, could that be Ed? It was. Neither of us recognized the other. We all change. The beauty of youth yields to the aging of the years. Seasons change. Nations rise and fall. Men rise to power and are pushed aside. But God remains the same. God himself said, I am the Lord, I change not. The Bible says he is the Father of lights with whom there is no change or variation. This means God will never be less than he is now, or ever be different from what he has already revealed himself to be in the past. His essential being, we call those characteristic attributes, are always the same. This includes the fact that he is with neither beginning nor end. He is not only unchanging, but is just, all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present, holy, faithful, and loving. God is also unchanging in his faithfulness to us, in his wisdom and his counsel. In an old song seldom heard today, written by Thomas Chisholm, there is a line that goes, Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. As A.W. Tozier put it, God never changes moods or cools off in his affections or loses enthusiasm. His attitude towards sin is now the same as it was when he drove out the sinful man from the eastward garden. And his attitude toward the sinner, the same as when he stretched forth his hand and cried, Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. At the beginning of today's devotional, I mentioned that the unchanging nature of God is both a bane and a blessing. For those who reject the Father's love, the die is cast, the script is written. But for those who love him, it is a blessing supreme. No wonder Henry Light wrote, Change and decay all around I see, thou who changest not, abide with me.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.